Your thoughts on victory are always nice, aren't they? I mean, that's why we play this game, to try and win as many games as we can. And it was a great battle out there. Gavin come eager to get a win as well. And, you know, we thought we played very well in the first half, considering we were kind of against the breeze a bit. But we knew that, you know, they were out for to do more than that. And, I mean, they made it a game to the end. So I think it kept it interesting for the spectators, but I would have preferred it a wee bit easier than hanging on to a point at the end. But anyway, a win's a win, and that's the main thing. Well, that's good, sure, yeah. I mean, it's of necessity. There's that many people unavailable. So you got to use the people that you have in the squad, and they need game time as well. And that's why I think this competition's so good. You know, this is competitive. It's a competitive arena, and you're bringing new players in, and they're not playing challenge matches where they don't know who they're playing against or whether the team that they're playing against really wants to win the game or not. And I think this is the best place to blood new players, and I'm glad that we have another game on Saturday to see if we add value to those players. That's very useful too. It's good to have a bit of experience when you need it. Yeah. And at the time in the game when the thing was in the balance, no better two men to come in at each end of the field, and you saw how effective they still are, you know.
Are you glad to get that one over, Mickey? Like, you know, sort of one of your
Well, of course, you always want to get the first game over, and you don't particularly want to lose it, and that's always a possibility when you play your first game with some new outfit. You'll either win, lose or draw, and I'd prefer winning. Yeah, it's challenging, but it's challenging for everybody at this time of year. You know, nobody, when they come together at the start of the season, have got all their players at their disposal. Maybe they mightn't be missing as many as we are at the minute, but it's an opportunity for others. If all the players were there, then a lot of lads that got game time out the other night wouldn't have got it, and they'll only be better for it. And it's great to see that there's that bit of strength and depth to your squad. Aye, well, it's even we didn't even have enough to play of a 15-a-side or anything out there, but whatever number you have, you know, you can still find out what players are made of in small game situations, and condense the field, condense the pitch, and play, you know, all kinds of game, whether it be the collective defending or the one-to-one defending or what people do under pressure. You know, you can create those environments, and I have a man that's very good at that, and Gavin Devlin. He's a really top class coach, and the coaching that he does is second to none. Yeah, we're looking to add value to that. You know, a team that has won back to back Ulsters are a decent team, and they're at a high level, and we want to see, can we bring them to a level beyond that, because I think that's where they want to go. They want to go to a level beyond Ulster, and we want to try and do what we can to show them that that's possible. It'd be ideal for everybody. You want to know that you're not dependent on 15, 16, 17 or 18 players. Even in the modern game, you need all the match day panel capable of going in and making a difference. So therefore you need at least 26 players in any given day who are capable of going in and playing at whatever level you're challenging in.